In January, the governor said Utah will participate in some form of federally financed Medicaid expansion. He's not giving any details. But in her opening remarks, Utah House Speaker Republican Becky Lockhart responded by questioning Herbert's decision to involve Utah any further in what is commonly referred to as Obamacare.
And here we are, still unable to move. And in the meantime, people aren't getting covered and we're losing our portion of what should be ours.
That was Democratic Representative Rebecca Chavez-Hawk. She served, along with Republican State Senator Todd Weiler of Woods Cross, on a governor's legislative committee overseeing the economic costs and benefits of Medicaid expansion.
The full legislature right now will never jump into Obamacare full expansion. It just won't happen. That will die and we'll have nothing. We have to look and see what is politically palatable with the legislature we have right now.
The state of Arkansas has an expansion program that requires a federal waiver that allows them to use federal money to help residents purchase policies through the private marketplace. Weiler says that premium assistance plan is being considered by Utah lawmakers as a partial Medicaid expansion plan. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.